It's a pleasure to be here again. For some of you, this is an endurance race. You've been to seminars for day upon day upon day upon day. And I appreciate your stamina.
Ja stvarno cenim vašu izdržljivost, snagu.
Today,
danas,
we are going to talk about, in my opinion,
danas ćemo pričati o nečemu što je po mom mišljenju
the most important doctrine in all the Bible.
Najvažnija doktrina u čitavom Svetom pismu.
It's the doctrine of salvation.
A to je doktrina o spasenju.
There is a sense in which there is nothing even to second place.
U nekom smislu ne postoji ništa drugo što može uopšte se približi po značaju toj temi.
Nothing is more important than understanding how to be saved.
I ništa nije važnije od toga da čovjek razume kako da bude spasen.
What I'm going to try to do today,
ono što ću danas pokušati da uradim,
is give us the big picture of salvation.
Jeste da nam dam tu veliku sliku, tu perspektivu spasenja.
And then focus, focus, focus until we get to the heart of salvation.
A onda da se polako fokusiramo dok ne dođemo do ono što je srž spasenja.
The essence of salvation,
suština spasenja,
is that Jesus died on the cross.
Jeste da je Isus umro na krstu.
Was raised on the third day.
Trećeg dana je ustao iz mrtvih.
Because he shed his blood, we have forgiveness of sin.
I zato što je on prolio svoju krv, mi smo dobili oproštenje greha.
But I also want to talk about righteousness.
Ali također hoću da govorim i o pravednosti.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ in order to be saved.
Da bismo bili spaseni, potrebna nam je pravednost Isusa Hrista.
And we are going to see that the history of righteousness is that righteousness is always in the past and in the present received by faith.
I vidjet ćemo kada sagledamo celu temu pravednosti da je i u prošlosti i u sadašnjosti pravednost nešto što se prima vera.
We talked about how God created the heavens and the earth.
Pričali smo o tome juče kako je Bog stvorio nebo i zemlju.
He called the universe into existence.
Kako je svojom rečju stvorio univerzum.
He said let there be and it was so.
Rekao neka bude i bi dobro.
And the evening and the morning was the day.
I bi jutro i bi večer, dan taj taj.
But then when God gets ready to create Adam.
A onda kad je Bog bio spreman na to da stvori Adama,
we have a detailed account of God's creation of Adam.
Dobijamo jedan vrlo detaljan izveštaj Božijeg stvaranja čoveka.
I love this story.
I meni je ta izveštaj, ta priča nešto što se strašno mi se dopada.
We are told that from the dust, the dirt of the ground,
piše da od praha, od one prljave zemlje u stvari,
simply meaning from the elements of the earth,
što jednostavno znači od svih elemenata koji se nalaze u zemlji,
God formed Adam.
Bog formira Adama.
But Adam was just a bunch of chemicals.
Ali Adam je tada bio samo jedna grupa, jedna vreća hemikalija, hemijskih elemenata.
Until
sve dok
God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Sve dok Bog nije udahnuo u njegove nozdrve duh života.
Now, theologians have what they call anthropomorphisms. An anthropomorphism.
Anthropomorphism.
God doesn't have a body.
Šta je to? Bog nema telo.
He's spirit.
On je duh.
He doesn't have hands or mouth or head.
Nema Bog ni ruke, ni usta, ni glavu.
He's spirit.
On je duh.
But oftentimes the Bible will give him human-like qualities.
Međutim, vrlo često u Svetom pismu Bogu budu dodeljene neke ljudske osobine.
These human-like qualities are called anthro, meaning anthropomorphisms.
I te ljudske odlike koje su mu dodeljene se nazivaju antropo, što je čovjek, morfizam.
But the picture that we have of the creation of Adam,
slika koju imamo prilikom stvaranja Adama,
that I get out of this story,
koju ja vidim u ovoj priči,
is that God steps down out of heaven.
Ukazuje na to da Bog silazi sa neba.
Forms man from the elements of the earth.
Oblikuje čovjeka od zemljanih elemenata.
There man is, he's not yet alive.
I tu je sad čovjek pred njim, još uvijek nije živ.
And I wish I could kneel down.
Samo bi da mogu da kleknem, ali me boli.
But God kneels down.
Ali Bog je kleknuo.
And breathes into Adam's nostrils.
I dunuo, izdahnuo u Adamove nozdre.
Breathes into his nostrils the breath of life.
U njegove nozdre je udahnuo duh života.
And then we are told in scripture that man became a living soul.
I kaže onda u pismu da je čovjek postao živa duša.
Now, let's look at this from Adam's point of view.
E sada pogledamo sve to sa Adamove tačke gledišta.
God breathed into his nostrils.
Bog diše u njegove nozdre.
He takes in a breath. He opens his eyes and he's face to face with God himself.
On udahne vazduh, otvori oči i nađe se licem k licu sa samim Bogom.
This is how I picture the creation of man.
To je slika koju ja imam kada pomislim na stvaranje čovjeka.
This creation is intimate creation.
To stvaranje je vrlo jedno intimno, blisko stvaranje.
Such that man finds himself face to face with God.
Tu se čovjek našao licem k licu sa Bogom.
And this man was created in God's image.
A ovaj čovjek je stvoren po obličju Božjem.
And we talked yesterday the purpose of that image.
I juče smo govorili o tome koja je svrha tog obličja.
Was that God had a being that was enough like him that there was a being to love.
Rekli smo da je stvoren po obličju Božjem tako da bi Bog imao pred sobom biće koje je dovoljno slično njemu da Bog može da ga voli.
So when they were face to face and eyeball to eyeball,
tako kad su bili licem k licu, gledali su se oči u oči.
God loves man.
Bog je voleo čovjeka.
And man loves God.
I čovjek je voleo Boga.
Adam, then quickly came Eve.
Vrlo brzo posle toga došla je Eva.
We talked about that yesterday as well, the creation of the woman.
I o tome kako je stvorena žena.
Man and woman and God, they walked together in the garden, we're told.
I piše da su čovjek, žena i Bog šetali zajedno po vrtu.
You had perfect man.
Imate savršenog čovjeka,
perfect woman,
savršenu ženu,
perfect God,
savršenog Boga,
perfect garden,
savršen vrt,
and a perfect relationship.
I savršen odnos.
I think we could say that everything was perfect.
I ja mogu da, mislim da možemo kažemo da je sve bilo savršeno.
Next we have a new character enter into the creation garden.
A potom se u taj stvoreni vrt pojavljuje, u tom vrtu se pojavljuje novi lik.
Onto the stage crawls the serpent.
Na scenu je dopuzala zmija.
We know from other parts of scripture who that serpent was.
I iz drugih delova Svetog pisma znamo ko je bila zmija.
The serpent was?
Zmija je?
Who?
Ko?
Satan.
Satan
the devil.
Satan ili djavo.
we have heard the story of the interaction between the serpent and Eve many, many times.
Ja mislim da sam mnogo, mnogo puta čuli o toj priči, o tom razgovoru između Satane I Eve.
But the subject of the serpent,
ali tema priče,
was a specific tree.
Jeste jedno vrlo posebno drvo.
You see, God had given instruction to Adam.
Jer Bog je Adamu dao uputstva.
I've created all these trees in the garden.
Rekao je, stvorio sam sva drveća u vrtu.
And all of these trees are good for food.
I sva to drveće je dobro, plod je dobro da se jede.
There is, however, one tree.
Međutim, postoji jedno drvo.
That you should not eat from.
Sa kog ne bi trebalo da jedeš.
It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
To je drvo poznanja dobra I zla.
Because the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
Onog dana kada okusiš sa tog drveta, sigurno ćeš umreti.
So they went about their life.
I tako su oni nastavili.
And along comes the serpent.
I prilazi zmija.
And the serpent tells Eve, well, God says that you can eat of any of the trees in the garden.
I kaže zmija Evi, a Bog je rekao da možeš da jedeš sa bilo kog drveta u vrtu.
Woman says, well, there is this one tree.
Žena kaže, ne baš
And if you eat there, that tree, God says you're going to die.
Ima jedno drvo sa koga ako jedeš, Bog kaže, umrećeš.
Satan said, you will not die.
A Satana kaže, nećeš umreti.
There's the choice.
I tu je sad
the choice was clear.
Izbor je vrlo jasno.
You obey God, or you obey the serpent.
Ili poslušati Boga ili poslušati zmiju.
But the serpent had some temptation to go with that.
Međutim, zmija sa tim donosi I određeno iskušenje.
He said, you will not die, but the day you eat of it, you will have the knowledge of good and evil.
Ona nudi sledeće. Nećeš umreti, nego onog dana kada pojedeš od tog ploda, poznaćeš dobro I zlo.
You'll be wise like God.
Bićeš mudra kao Bog.
That's tempting.
E, to je sad već iskušenje.
Oh, I can be like God?
Mogu da budem kao Bog.
She ate. And she gave it to her husband.
Pojela je. Dala je svom mužu Adamu. I on je pojel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dame I gospodo,
they sinned against God.
Oni su zgrešili Bogu.
And in ways that are not easy for us to understand,
I na neki način koji možda nije lako da razumemo,
sin entered into the world for the first time.
Po prvi put je u tom trenutku greh ušao u svet.
And that sin was passed on to all humanity.
I taj greh se dalje preneo na čitavo čovečanstvo.
Let's look at Romans 5:12.
Da pogledamo poslanicu Rimljanima, 5. glava, 12. stih. Rimljanima 5:12. Stoga kao što je posredstvom jednog čoveka greh ušao u svet, a grehom smrt, tako je smrt prešla na sve ljude, jer su svi zgrešili.
Death came to all men. There was no death in the Garden of Eden. It was perfect.
Kaže, dođe smrt na sve ljude. Nije bilo smrti u vrtu Edenskom. Vrt je bio savršen.
Adam and Eve died spiritually the moment they ate of that fruit.
Međutim, onom trenutku kad se Adam I Eva uzeli, pojeli taj plod, oni su umrli duhovno.
Because from the moment they ate the fruit, they were separated from life.
Jer onog trenutka kad su uzeli taj plod, oni su bili odvojeni od života.
God is life.
Jer Bog je život.
To be separated from God is to be separated from life.
Biti odvojen od Boga je biti odvojen od života.
And the process of physical death has begun, but spiritual death was instantaneous.
Da, počeo je proces fizičke smrti, a duhovna smrt je bila momentalna.
So, we are already in the third chapter of Genesis.
Tako da smo već došli do trećeg poglavlja prve knjige Mojsijeve.
The rest of the Bible,
ostatak Biblije,
is the story of how people are brought back into right relationship with God now that they've been separated from God because of sin.
Jeste u stvari priča o tome na koji način su ljudi vraćeni u zajedništvo sa Bogom nakon što su bili odvojeni zbog greha ovde u drugom
pogledu. The whole Bible is about one thing.
Znači, u cijeloj Bibliji se stvari radi samo o jednome.
How do people get back into right relationship with God since the sin of Adam and Eve that separated us all from God?
A to je kako da se ljudi vrate u ispravan odnos sa Bogom nakon što ih je greh Adama i Eve razdvojio od Boga.
You see, it's only about one subject.
U stvari, ostatak Svetog pisma govori samo o toj jednoj temi.
It's a holy history.
To se zove sveta istorija.
Of getting back into relationship with God.
Sveta istorija povratka ljudi u zajedništvo sa Bogom.
Sin separates people from God.
Greh razdvaja ljude od Boga.
And the reason that sin separates people from God,
a razlog zašto greh razdvaja ljude od Boga,
is that God is holy.
Jeste to što je Bog svet.
What does it mean that God is holy?
Što znači to da je Bog svet?
It means that God is pure and perfect.
To znači da je Bog čist i savršen.
So, you see,
vidite,
man and God were in intimate relationship.
Bog i čovjek su bili u bliskom odnosu.
Pure man, perfect man was in relationship with perfect God.
Savršeni čovjek je bio u odnosu sa savršenim Bogom.
When man sinned, he became impure.
Kada je čovjek zgrešio, on je postao nečist.
Impurity could no longer come into the intimate presence of the purity of God.
A nečistoća ne može više da uđe u blisko prisustvo čistoga svetoga Boga.
Can impurity and purity mix together and remain pure?
Da li nečisto i čisto mogu da se pomešaju i da bude sve čisto?
Impossible.
Nemoguće je.
It's impossible.
Nemoguće.
So God had to separate himself from the impure man.
Tako da čovjek mora da se odvoji od nečistog čovjeka i žene.
So God kicked them out of the garden.
I zato ih je Gospod izbacio iz vrta.
He kicked them out of the garden.
Izbacio
he banned them from the garden.
I zabranio im je da priđu vrtu.
Because God must protect his holiness.
Jer Bog mora da zaštiti svoju svetost.
So the issue becomes how can impure man get back into relationship with the pure God.
Tako da problem postaje to kako nečist čovjek može da se vrati u zajedništvo sa čistim Bogom.
Please read Romans 3:23.
Da pročitamo Rimljanima 3. glava 23. stih. Rimljanima 3:23. Svi su zgrešili i tako su lišeni slave Božje.
Who has sinned?
Ko je zgrešio?
Just some of us?
Samo neki zgrešili.
All have sinned.
Svi su zgrešili.
All have sinned.
Svi su zgrešili.
And so, isn't it therefore impossible to get impure people back into the presence of a pure God?
Zar nije onda nemoguće vratiti nečiste ljude u prisustvo čistoga Boga?
That is the issue.
E, to je problem.
That is the problem. The problem.
To je najveći
problem.
And
the solution to the problem is what we are going to talk about today.
Rešenje za taj problem je ono o čemu ćemo danas govoriti.
But we must first understand the problem before we will understand the solution.
Ali moramo najprije razumjeti problem da bismo mogli da razumemo rešenje.
The solution, I'll give you a hint.
E, malo ću vam nagovestiti šta je rešenje.
The solution is found in the person and work of Jesus on the cross.
Rešenje je u osobi i delu Isusa Hrista na krstu.
Let me tell you where you will not find the solution.
A reći ću vam gdje nećete naći rješenje.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Svi su zgrešili i lišeni su slave Božje.
If we try harder, can we be perfect?
Ako se malo više potrudimo, da li ćemo postati savršeni? Ne.
How perfect must we be to be in the presence of the Holy God?
Koliko savršeni mi moramo da budemo da bismo mogli da uđemo u prisustvo Božje?
90% is okay, huh?
90% može da proći.
Is 95% okay?
And then
95%.
A će proći 95%.
99%, I'm sure that's okay.
Sigurno sam 99% je okay.
100% pure in order to come into the presence of the Holy God?
Biti 100% čist da bi ušao u prisutnost Božiju?
Is it impossible then?
Onda je nemoguće.
Let me tell you the good news.
Reći ću vam što je dobra vest.
About righteousness.
Postoji dobra vest o pravednosti.
Righteousness.
Pravednost.
I was just reading this text, but it's in Philippians chapter 3.
Baš sam bio čitao ovaj tekst u Filipljanima 3.
If you have your Bibles, please turn to it.
Molim vas da pogledamo ovaj tekst.
If not, just trust us that we'll read it right.
Filipljanima 3. Ako nemate, onda ćemo mi pročitati.
You know, every time I read this text,
svaki put kad pročitam ovaj tekst, dodene mi srce.
I've read this text hundreds and hundreds of times. And it moves.
Stotinu puta sam ovo pročitao i svaki put me onako pokrene.
This is the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi, beginning with verse. Let's start with 7 and go through 11.
Dakle, Apostol Pavle piše crkvi u Filipima i pročitat ćemo ove stihove s 3. glave od 7. do 11. Ali što mi je nekad bio dobitak, to sam radi Hrista smatrao za štetu. Ja u stvari i sada sve smatram za štetu prema prevažnom poznanju Hrista Isusa, Gospoda svoga, zbog koga sve izgubih i sve smatram za smeće, da bih Hrista dobio i našao se u njemu, nemajući svoje pravednosti koje potiču od zakona, nego pravednost do koje se dolazi verom u Hrista, pravednost od Boga na osnovu vere, da poznam njega i silu njegovog vaskrsenja i učešće u njegovim stradanjima, saobražavajući se njegovoj smrti, ne bih li kako dostigao vaskrsenje iz mrtvih.
I like this phrase.
Sviđa mi se ovaj izraz.
I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
Sve smatram za štetu poređenju sa prevažnim poznanjem Hrista Isusa Gospoda svoga.
It tastes so good to hear those words.
Tako dobar ukus ovih reči. Prevažno poznanje Isusa Hrista.
Knowing Jesus Christ.
Poznavati Isusa Hrista.
There is nothing that compares.
Nema ništa drugo što bi se moglo porediti sa tim.
It is so wonderful, it is so great, it is so outstanding.
To je tako predivno, to je tako veliko, to je tako izuzetno nešto.
Paul had been beaten. He was in a Roman, he was imprisoned by the Romans when he's writing this letter. He had been beaten, chained to the guards, and he said, ain't nothing sweeter than knowing Jesus.
Pavla su pretukli, vezali ga lancima, bacili ga u zatvor, iz zatvora i piše u poslanicu, a on kaže, nema ništa slađe nego poznavati Isusa Hrista.
He talks about how he came into that relationship.
I on objašnjava kako je stupio u taj odnos.
He says, for whose sake I have lost all things.
Kaže, radi koga sam izgubio sve.
He's in jail, he doesn't have a dinar in his pocket.
Čovjek je u zatvoru i nema ni dinara u džepu.
He has nothing.
Nema ništa više.
And he says,
i on kaže,
it doesn't matter.
Nije ni bitno.
I consider them rubbish anyway.
U svakom slučaju sam sve smatrao to za smeće.
That I may gain Christ.
Da bih Hrista dobio.
Now here it is, verse 9. This is a very important verse.
9-ти стих, и погледнете го, е veoma важен стих.
That I may gain Christ and be found in him.
Да би добил Христа и нашао се у Нему.
Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law.
Nemajući svoje pravednosti koja potiče od zakona.
But that which is through faith in Christ.
Nego pravednost do koje se dolazi verom u Hrista.
The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
Pravednost koja je od Boga, a na osnovu vere.
Here's the thing. The thing that brought Paul into relationship with God.
Ono što je Pavla dovelo u odnos sa Bogom
was righteousness.
Jeste pravednost.
Now, most of us have been heard of righteousness our whole life.
I veći broj nas ovdje sigurno o pravednosti slušao čitavog života.
But most of us have no definition of righteousness.
Ali jedan dobar broj nas sigurno nema ni definiciju.
It's just one of those nice words that the Bible has that we don't think about.
Već to jednostavno jedna od onih finih reči, lepih reči koje se nalaze u Svetom pismu, a većina nas u suštini ni ne razmišlja tačno šta je to.
I want to give you a definition of righteousness.
A ja bih htio da vam dam definiciju pravednosti.
The definition of righteousness is this.
Ova je definicija pravednosti.
There are two parts to righteousness.
I ta definicija ima dva dela.
Part one.
Prvi deo.
Right conduct.
Pravednost je pravilno ponašanje.
There is much of scripture that focuses on righteousness as doing the right thing.
I jedan dobar dio Svetog pisma se i fokusira na pravednost kao na nešto što podrazumeva činjenje pravih, dobrih dela i stvari.
There is that part of righteousness that is holy living.
To je taj deo pravednosti koji u stvari označava sveti život.
But that by itself is not righteousness.
Ali to samo po sebi nije pravednost.
It's just looking at righteousness from this side.
To je gledanje na pravednost iz ovog ugla, da.
As we look at righteousness from this side.
Ali ako pogledate na pravednost sa druge strane,
we have to understand this part of righteousness.
A moramo razumjeti i ovaj drugi deo pravednosti.
Righteousness is also right relationship with God.
Vidjet ćete da je pravednost također i ispravan odnos sa Bogom.
So, biblical righteousness,
biblijska pravednost,
puts these two together.
Spaja to dvoje u jedno.
It is right conduct in the context of a right relationship with God.
Tako da pravednost postaje ispravno ponašanje u kontekstu ispravnog odnosa sa Bogom.
You see, the right conduct doesn't give you the right relationship.
Jer ispravno ponašanje vam neće dati ispravan odnos.
Together,
nego zajedno.
The right conduct is part of a right relationship with God. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Ispravan odnos postaje deo, ispravno ponašanje postaje deo ispravnog odnosa sa Bogom. I malo ćemo posle govoriti o ovom drugom delu.
Okay. Paul says,
Pavle kaže,
that I want to be found in Christ, not having righteousness that comes from the law.
Govori o tome da hoće da se nađe u Hristu ne imajući pravednost koja je po zakonu,
but a righteousness that is by faith.
Nego pravednost koja je po veri ili na osnovu vere.
Righteousness is what is required in order to come into the relationship with God.
Pravednost je ono što se od nas zahteva ako hoćemo da dođemo ispravan odnos sa Bogom.
So here's the question I have for you.
Dakle, pitanje za vas.
How righteous must our righteousness be?
Koliko pravedna treba da bude naša pravednost?
In order to have a relationship with God.
Da bismo stupili u taj odnos sa Bogom.
Jer budite sveti, ja sam jasno. Yep. But how holy?
Koliko sveti?
Equal. naša stvar.
Pravda je kao opaljena, nema tu ništa.
Znači ste se zapisali ko...
That's our righteousness,
yeah,
isn't it?
There is not much in there.
Yeah, Romans 3:19. Listen, here's the dilemma.
Ova dilema.
The dilemma is that the only righteousness that satisfies God is perfect righteousness.
Dilema je u tome da jedina pravednost koja zadovoljava Boga jeste savršena pravednost.
It must be perfect righteousness.
To mora da bude savršena pravednost.
To add to the dilemma,
a da još dodamo na tu dilemu,
your righteousness and my righteousness is like filthy rags.
Vaša pravednost i moja pravednost je kao prljava haljina.
So there you have the dilemma.
E, to je sada dilema.
Where are we going to find perfect conduct in the context of a perfect relationship?
Gdje ćemo naći taj ispravan odnos u kontakt, ispravno ponašanje u kontekstu ispravnog odnosa?
Okay, I'll answer that.
Ovo je pitanje koje ću ja odgovoriti.
We will find perfect righteousness.
Savršenu pravednost.
In Jesus Christ.
Ćemo naći u Isusu Hristu.
When Jesus was on earth.
Kada je Isus bio na zemlji.
Did he have a perfect relationship with his father?
Da li je on tada imao savršen odnos sa svojim ocem?
Yes.
Da.
So he had the perfect relationship.
Znači on je imao savršeni odnos, ispravan odnos.
Did he have perfect conduct?
A da li je imao i savršeno ponašanje?
Yes, he did.
Jeste.
He was without sin.
Piše, bio je bez greha.
He had perfect conduct in the context of a perfect relationship.
Ima je savršeno ponašanje u kontekstu savršenog odnosa.
He had and has perfect righteousness.
On je imao i ima još uvijek savršenu pravednost.
The only solution to our unrighteousness is to somehow obtain the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Jedino rešenje za našu pravednost jeste da na neki način dosegnemo tu Hristovu pravednost.
And the New Testament teaches,
a Novi Zavet nas uči,
that we receive the righteousness of Jesus,
da mi primamo,
as a gift by faith.
Da mi tu pravednost Hristovu primamo kao dar Boži po veri.
That's what he says in Philippians.
To piše u Filipijanima.
That he is found in Christ, not having a righteousness of his own.
Tako i piše Pavle da se nađemo u Hristu ne imajući svoju pravednost.
But listen, a righteousness that comes from God.
Nego kaže pravednost od Boga koja dolazi od
from
Boga.
God and is by faith.
I dobija se vero, na osnovu vere.
You see how that is?
A shvatite kako funkcioniše.
I need Jesus' righteousness.
Potrebna mi je Isusova pravednost.
And the way I get it is to accept the gift of God, the righteousness of Jesus as a gift of God.
I jedini način da dobijem jeste da prihvatim Isusovu pravednost kao dar Boži.
I want you to please read Isaiah 61:10. Listen to these words.
Isaiju 61. glava. Slušajte ove reči. Isaija 61. 10. stih. Veoma ću se radovati Gospodu i duša će se moja veseliti Bogu mojem, jer me obuče u haljine spasenja i plaštem pravde ogrte me, kao kad ženik namesti nakit i kao kad se nevesta uresi uresom svojom.
Now tell me in your translation of that, yeah, about righteousness. What does it say there?
It says salvation and righteousness. He,
yeah.
Yeah.
First salvation. Garment tell me about righteousness.
So garment of salvation and what do you say?
Robe.
Robe of. It's more like a poncho.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Robe of justice.
Okay. Well, it's actually righteousness.
Yes.
Righteousness. If in fact, the Hebrew says this.
Nas kaže pravde, bolje pre od pravedno.
The English that I would like to use is to be arrayed in a robe. as in a regal robe. Can you work that? Royalty. Uh-huh. Like royalty.
Na hebrejskom, kada gledate kako to u stvari izgleda slika koja vam daje, stvarno je slika jedne osobe kao onaj kraljevski plašt, neko koji je umotan i čitavu tu veliku odeću.
It's the picture of the luxury.
To je stvarno slika jednog luksuza.
And royalty.
I kraljevskog porekla.
Of wearing the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Neko ko na sebi nosi pravednost Isusa Hrista.
As a robe to cover.
Kao onaj kraljevski plašt koji ga pokriva.
That robe of righteousness was created by the life of Jesus Christ.
Je stvoren kroz život Isusa Hrista.
Every act of perfection was a knit in the robe.
Svako savršeno delo koje je on učinio je utkano u taj plašt.
Every act of suffering was a stitch in the robe.
Svaka patnja kroz koju je on prošao je jedan šav u tom plaštu.
And the perfect life created the perfect robe.
I savršeni život Isusov je stvorio taj savršeni plašt.
And the Father,
Otac,
who art in heaven,
koji je na nebesima,
reaches down out of heaven,
je sa nebesa,
and offers to each one of us,
ponudio svakome od nas,
the robe of righteousness as a gift,
plašt, taj kraljevski plašt pravednosti kao dar,
by faith,
veru.
I reach up. I accept the robe by faith.
Verom ja posegnem i primim taj plašt pravednosti.
If I say, "Oh Lord, I want to earn that robe."
Ako ja kažem, "Ne, Gospode, ja hoću da zaradim taj plašt."
He says, "You're not ready for this."
On će da kaže, "Nisi ti još spreman za ovaj plašt."
It's only when I say I don't deserve the robe.
Samo onda kad kažem ja ne zaslužujem ovaj plašt.
And he says, of course you don't.
On kaže, naravno.
That's why I'm offering it by grace.
Zato ti ga i dajem po blagodat.
You don't deserve this robe.
Ne zaslužuješ taj plašt.
But you get it because you have put your faith in me.
Ali ćeš ga dobiti jer si poverovao u mene.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is righteousness.
E to je pravnost.
You try to buy it. It's an insult. It's an insult. As a matter of fact, it is an insult. And how do we try to buy the robe?
A na koji način mi nekad pokušavamo da kupimo taj plašt?
I keep the law.
Ja držim zakon.
So what?
Pa šta?
Your righteousness is still like filthy rags.
Tvoja pravednost je i dalje kao prljava haljina.
Only by faith.
Samo po veri.
Only by faith.
Samo po veri.
You have any questions or comments before we take
it? Imate neka pitanja ili komentare pre pauze?
Listen, I think, let me just say this.
Samo da kažem još ovo.
I think what I have just explained to you.
Mislim da ovo što sam vam upravo objasnio
is the most powerful concept in the Bible.
Jeste najmoćniji, najsilniji koncept pojam u Bibliji.
And we don't hear it very much, do we?
A ne čujemo to baš tako često, jel da?
Righteousness and the need for righteousness.
Pravednost i potreba za pravednost.
We are going to see is the concept that has brought people into relationship with God from Genesis to Revelation.
Jeste ono što je ljude dovodilo u odnos sa Bogom od prve knjige Mojsijeve pa sve do Otkrivenja, i to ćemo vidjeti.
Righteousness is not a new Testament concept.
Nije pravednost novozavetni.
It's from the Old and New Testament.
Ne, to je i Novi Zavet i Stari Zavet.
It's the concept that brings it all together.
To je ono što sve objedinjuje.
And we are going to look in the next session.
I sa sljedećem predavanju ćemo pogledati
at how God relates to people through the covenant and how he granted the people of the Old Testament his righteousness by faith.
Vidjet ćemo kako Bog komunicira sa ljudima kroz sklapanje zaveta i kako su i u starom zavetu ljudi primali pravednost po veri.
Comments, questions.
Komentari, pitanje.
Osim Isusa Hrista, pomislio sam da možemo da uzmemo i Jova kao primjer, jer Bog daje svedočanstvo za njega baš da nema tako.
Jesus,
baš pravedno. Job always
comes to my mind.
I njegov život kao primjer. Pravednosti.
No one as righteous as Job and his life is actually pure example
of righteousness. Yes. And Noah was a righteous man.
I Noah je veša pravedan.
And Abram.
I Abram.
Because you've got to have righteousness to have a relationship with God.
Morate biti pravedni da biste imali odnos.
But we're going to see where they got that righteousness.
Ali ono što ćemo vidjeti je odakle im ta pravednost.
Yeah, they did all that. Okay. Over here. Miroslav.
Tamo negde 2003 godine.
The year 2003.
Imali smo jedan seminar na Zlatiboru.
Yes, I remember.
I došao je jedan čovjek iz Amerike. Kada je počeo da priča, pomislio sam moje priče sve naopak. Tada sam se spršavao, naravno, isključivo držanjem dela.
Through my past,
so posle tog seminara shvatio sam poruku Rimski put. Čitam Bibliju i nađem na, mislim da je Jevrejima 7 glava i heroji vere. Čitam Mojsija, Mojsija ubijica. Pa čitamo o Avramu, a Avram udo svoju ženu. Pa čitam još o nekim herojima vere. David učinio greh. Pa čitam Noja. Noja pijanica. Ali ona Rava, ono me do dugo. Tek sam onda shvatio koliko se mi u stvari spašavamo samo na račun vere. Ne, pitanje, ovo je samo moja konstatacija koji su ovdje.